This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's quite a conundrum, needing to conduct research on people who don't know you're conducting research on them. After all, when people know they're being watched, they may very well behave differently than they otherwise would. This is a scientific predicament as old as the science of psychology. But today we're talking about researchers Mary Henley and Marion B. Hubble, and a study that they did in the 1930s. By the way, Henley went on to be an important expert in Gestalt psychology, and I tried to look up how she pronounced her name but couldn't find it. Henle is the traditional German way of saying it, but it's often Henley in English, so I'm going with that. At any rate, as part of Henley's psychology graduate work at Bryn Mawr College, a women's school in Pennsylvania, Henley and Hubble were trying to determine whether children become less egocentric as they grow older. In order for the researchers to get a real feel for the conversations of college students, they took any means necessary. But to quote their paper, Egocentricity in Adult Conversation, published in the Journal of Social Psychology in May of 1938. In order not to introduce artifacts into the conversations, the investigators took special precautions to keep the students ignorant of the fact their remarks were being recorded. They concealed themselves under beds in students' rooms where tea parties were being held, eavesdropped in dormitory smoking rooms and dormitory washrooms, and listened to telephone conversations. And the researchers didn't confine themselves just to students' campus activities. They also captured remarks in waiting rooms, hotel lobbies, theaters, and restaurants, even on the streetcar. They pursued their unsuspecting subjects in the streets, in department stores, and into their homes. In each case, the researchers jotted down a verbatim record of the remarks on the scene. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Dr. Ali Mattu, a clinical psychologist. He explained, "The hallmark of psychological science is experimentation, highly controlling an environment and only manipulating one experimental variable. While this type of research can tell us a lot about the relationship between cause and effect, experimental studies can sometimes lack external validity." Which is to say, the more control a researcher exerts on an experiment, the less it seems like real life. Observational studies, like the one Henley and Hubble carried out, pose a way to mitigate that effect, although they have their own drawbacks. The duo hoped to get good data without the biasing effect of letting their subjects know they were being observed. Because, again, knowing you're being observed changes your behavior. Mathieu said, this is called objective self-awareness. This can be helpful in a lot of situations. Banks and other high-security environments show you camera security footage of yourself to trigger objective self-awareness and reduce the chances you might do something stupid. For the purposes of research, knowing that you are being observed can lead to reactivity. People might act the way they think an experimenter wants them to act, or they might act more in line with cultural expectations. They might also act the opposite of what is expected because they know that this is an artificial situation. Back in Henley and Hubble's time, though, the concept of objective self-awareness hadn't been defined. They also lacked something else critical to research studies today: informed consent. That would arise from the Nuremberg Code, created after World War II, an important set of ethical standards for the treatment of human subjects in scientific experiments of all kinds, upon which many international regulations and guidelines have been based. Mathieu said, the rules now state that people must be fully aware of an experiment's risks and benefits before they sign on to participate. Additionally, you cannot involve anyone in any type of research without their complete consent. And if at any time they want to pull out of a study, they can. Scientists could do a sort of modern take on Henley and Hubble's experiment today, but in a much more controlled and ethical way. All research has to go through institutional review boards that work to protect participants from studies that would have scientists hiding under their beds. Mathieu said, researchers can easily study behavior in public spaces without getting informed consent from others as long as they don't reveal any identifying information about the people being observed. Researchers typically do this by showing results in aggregate. For example, someone studying public behavior in Times Square could describe how many times people help each other out, as long as they don't describe specifics of individuals. Meaning that if the authors of the 1938 study wanted to get their results today, their methodology would need to be drastically different to conform to ethical standards. In case you're curious, Henley and Hubble found that adults don't shed their egocentricity after all. And they had a lot of time to think about it, hiding under beds and sneaking around campus. Today's episode is based on the article Ridiculous History: When Scientists Hid Under Beds to Do Research on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Brian Young. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Z Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the App and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.